I'm Imogen.
And I'm Emil, and together we host Stuff's daily news podcast, Newsable.
Each day, we take a look at what's happening in the world.
And we bring you what's worth talking about.
If you haven't followed us yet, then search for Newsable in your favourite podcast player.
In the meantime, we've got something special for you. We recently chatted with Adam Dudding and Eugene Bingham, the journalists behind The Commune, for a peek behind the scenes.
If you like what you're hearing, make sure you find and follow Newsable.
We're going to drop a bit of a podcast recommendation into your feed.
And to be clear, when we say recommendation, we mean recommendation. We take our reputations very seriously on this score. We're talking the best of the best, the top shelf, the gold standard, the Johnny Walker Blue, if you will.
Also happens to be a Stuff podcast, but that's beside the point. The podcast we're going to talk about is called The Commune, and it was voted Podcast of the Year at the 2022 New Zealand Podcast Awards. So you don't just have to take our word for it.
No, take the judges' words for it as well, the professionals. The makers of The Commune are Stuff journalists Adam Dudding and Eugene Bingham, and they are with us. Kia ora, welcome to Newsable.
Tēnā kōrua.
Kia ora.
This is nice, isn't it? This is like King Kong versus Godzilla.
Which one are we?
Who's what?
Yeah, we'll figure that out
later.
We're
stuck on top of the tower.
I don't know. All right, so for people who haven't listened to The Commune, what's the elevator pitch?
Well, the sort of literal elevator pitch is sex, drugs, and a guru called Bert. Mm. But I think... which we didn't come up with, but we actually quite liked because it's sort of a bit salacious, but entirely true, actually. That is actually what it's about.
Okay, let's extend the elevator ride a little bit. Let's pretend that it breaks down about halfway through.
We're going to the next floor?
Yeah, we're going to the next floor, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So it's all around the community called Centrepoint, sure, which existed in Auckland for a tumultuous period from about 1979 to when it was shut down, finally, early 2000s. And we sort of explored the life and the times of that community. That's about it, isn't it?
That's a pretty good summary. Yeah. That's a neat summary.
Have we got to the floor?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Ding, ding. There we go.
There we go.
If you don't have time to read the in-depth stories or you just prefer to listen instead, the Long Read from Stuff is the podcast for you. Each week, we showcase one of our excellent pieces of journalism, telling important or entertaining stories from the world of crime, sport, history, culture, and more. You also get to hear from the journalists themselves about how they uncovered the story and how it came to life. So, for your weekly dose of long-form journalism, beautifully read, subscribe to The Long Read from Stuff wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to let you blow your own trumpet here, but why is The Commune so good? It's a podcast that spent weeks at the top of the charts.
Well, the story is kind of extraordinary, and we're far from the first people to tell it. There have been several TV documentaries. There were ones that were made very early on in its history, sort of about 1981. The nation was shocked by this documentary, which showed all these new agey type people running around with no clothes on and talking about having sex in front of their children and saying that that was just fine, or having babies in front of the community. And then as things became darker and people got arrested and went to prison for drug crimes and sex crimes and so on, there was a huge amount of coverage and again, several more documentaries. But what we've been able to do, because this is 12 episodes, I counted it up the other day for some reason, and it's about 10 hours of audio, so It'll definitely get you all the way through Easter. But with podcasts, you can really dig deep, take time on things that if you're trying to cram things into a sensible documentary length, you just can't get there. Also, the other nice thing about podcasts is although they're harder than producing a print piece, they are a bit easier than producing a film doco or a TV doco. Including you can get people to talk who wouldn't go on camera, say. So it's just, I think what people have responded to is there are some incredible stories in there, remarkable events. You know, there are various crimes and people taken to prison and come back out and remain entirely unrepentant and so on. But there's also these incredible personal journeys of these people who told us their stories, and we were able to really spend time with those people and get to know them.
Was it ever uncomfortable for you?
Almost all the time?
Yeah, all the time. You know, these questions that we had to ask that in any normal circumstance you would just, you know, not want to talk about, people were just willing to talk about it. So I'm doing it myself. I'm blushing. You'd have these things that you needed to talk about, and you'd sort of approach them gingerly because it was just so awkward, you know. So tell us about having sex with Bert Potter, you know. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So often the anxiety was on our side.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people are into true crime podcasts and TV series? Like, people just can't get enough of them.
You answer this, Eugene, because we filled in a Q&A for something the other day, and we cross-checked each other's answers, and Eugene gave a very coherent and sort of elegant answer to why we like true crime. Do you remember what it was? people just like wallowing in a horrible shit, I think.
They tell a story about humanity, don't they? Yeah. You know, it's about humankind as much as it is about the crimes, and we as humans are fascinated by those situations where something bad happens, and you see humanity at its best and its worst. Mm. And that's who we are as animals on this earth,
what we're capable of doing to one another.
And sometimes in those worst of times, the best can come out of people as well. And I guess sometimes we hang on to that. Is that what I said, Adam?
That was a very good answer. If that wasn't what you said, you might want to refill the ginger.
On the entertainment thing, I mean, I think there is some true crime which is so salacious, so gratuitous, so entirely disrespectful of the victims and even of the perpetrators, actually. Which either plays fast and loose with people's feelings or the facts of the case, or really yucks it up on some of the true crime podcasts I really don't particularly like, the ones that sort of just smash through in hugely enjoyable and hilarious splatter murder of the week kind of thing. But on the entertainment, we were conscious that we were making an entertainment, but the thing about Centrepoint is it's such a big complicated story, and there are crimes all over the place, and that's really important. But it was also about this great big experiment in living. And these were smart people, they're funny people. I mean, they even sometimes they don't go down very well now, but sometimes some of the humour that the people in Centrepoint had even at the time, they'd make jokes about how it would never be like Jonestown, which had happened just a couple of years before, because at Centrepoint you could never find enough cups to drink the Kool-Aid. And so they had quite a dark sense of humour about themselves in real time before they were outed as being a pernicious cult. But also, they're really interesting people. So sometimes we go off down a path just talking to someone who's just entertaining and funny. And, they're in the midst of this slightly horrendous tale, there are laughs. And we don't see a problem with that. It's a big canvas that you're painting.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big canvas that you painted. And you did, and it's a lovely painting.
Oh, thanks.
So thank you for that.
Lovely painting.
Taking that metaphor on.
Yeah, lovely. Can we get you to put that as a review?
Yeah.
It's a lovely painting. It's a lovely 5 stars. It's a lovely painting.
Yeah, delightful.
Eugene Bingham and Adam Dudding, the makers of Stuff Smash hit podcast, The Commune.